This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Habam. We're continuing in Sefer Mishneh Berurah. Yesterday, we began the Chafetz Chaim's intro to the halachos of bowing down on a floor. We learned sometimes it's an Issur D'oraisa, sometimes it's Issur D'rabbanan, and sometimes it is Mutter. When is it an Issur D'oraisa? When it's Tarti L'Griyusa, when you have two to the detriment. Stone floor, Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim. When is an Issur D'rabbanan? Either stone floor, not Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim, or Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim, not a stone floor. But if you're not doing Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim, and it's not a stone floor, then it's mutter. There's another way, so in other words, Tarti L'Griyusa is D'oraisa, Chada L'Griyusa is Rabbanan, Tarti L'Tivusa is mutter. Okay? Another way to get Tarti L'Tivusa, there are three redeeming factors that you could have. All you need is two of them to be mutter. There is not Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim, not a stone floor, and to the side. The side is also another redeeming factor. So, let's say on Yom Kippur, it should come out that if you're out of tissues, let's say there's a shortage, they had a shortage of eggs, because of COVID. So maybe COVID will have a shortage of tissues. So if there's a shortage of tissues, what you could do is not do Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim and do it a little to the side. And you could save the shul money on the tissues. That's, maybe it would come out that would be okay. Okay, we still have to figure out where to put the tissue. We haven't discussed the location of the tissue. Okay, now, with that intro, we're up to page 26. We're in Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph. Let's see the words of the Rama one more time. Haga, b'chein asr l'chol adam lipal al panav b'pishu yadam raglayim, afilu im ein sham even maskis. Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim, not on a stone floor, on carpet, is Aser, meaning the Rabbanan. Avolim noitek tzasal tzidai mutter. Oh, that's what we said. But if it's not a stone floor, and you're doing Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim, and you're noitek tzas al tzidai, it's mutter. You hear this? Even Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim, on carpet, to the side, is mutter. Emain Sham Evan Maskus. Vikhiniasu be Yom Kippur, Kishanaifum Al Pneyam. That's what you should do on Yom Kippur. Im Yatsiu Sham Asavim Kidil Havsik Ben Akarka, Vikhinoigim. So in other words, on Yom Kippur, in the times of the Ramah, it sounds like they did Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim. So one thing they have is the grass. And the other thing is they bow to the side. Let's see the Mishneh Berurah, the second line on page 26. Ve'ata navay levar divrei haga, v'chein asr l'chol adam, right? Salamar. K'may ba'adam chashuv hanal, just like an adam chashuv, that the Mechaber said, is not permitted, lipal al panav, k'shemispalel al atzibur, elam k'enu batoshiyana k'yosho ben nun. Afilu b'loyev en maskis, just like an adam chashuv is allowed to, is not allowed to fall on his face, even if it's not a stone floor. Kein hacha. So too here. You can't fall al pishut yadayim raglayim, even not on a stone floor. Ela d'sham asar afilu derach kida. By an adam chashav, even derach kida is asar. V'hacha, ein asar rak davka derach pishut yadayim raglayim. And here, if it's not a stone floor, it's only asar pishut yadayim raglayim. Ein sham even maskis. If it's not a stone-coated floor, oy ritzbas avanim, or a tiled floor. V'im yesham ritzbas avanim. If it has, let's say, marble, afilu derech kida asar. Even kneeling is asar. So, on a marble floor, you can't even kneel. Kneeling would be an iser drabanan. So, but with an interposition, that would be okay. V'davka kishapanav devukim bakarka. Kneeling is only usher when your face, it clings to the ground. That's what we do. So, the Mishneh Berurah says, davka kishapanav devukim bakarka. So therefore, the Sefer Avnei Yashvei says, you should be makbid that the asavim are by your face. By your panav. That you should be makbid that the tissue should be by your face. People put it by their knee because people are doing it for their suits. But no, it should be by the face. So, again, but that's when it's, this is by a stone floor, you put it by the knee. In our shuls, it's not necessarily a stone floor. In my shul, it's a wooden floor. So we do, we, l'chari, you don't have to put anything down. It's a wood floor, and we don't do pishur yadayim raglayim. Avalim shoicha, okay, v'davka kishapanav dvukim akarka, avalim shoicha b'tfila afil yesham ritzva shari. V'davka neged ritzvas avanim. This is only a stone floor. Avol ritzbas levenim, but bricks ein asura. De even ksiv. It says stone, not brick. Ulevena lav even hukid ksiv vatihi lohem halavena le'oven. The brick is instead of a stone. Now, if you have small tiles, Rabbi Yashiv says, that's like a stone floor. I'm not sure about that. The Lashon of the Dirshu is Avanim Ketanois. I'm not sure if a tile is a small stone. I don't think most tiles are stone. Maybe they're ceramic. What about marble? The Shevet Alevi says that is Evan. Even though it's Evan with a Shem Levi, so therefore Nigei Batim would not apply, but it would be called Evan Maskus. Okay. Now the Rama said, if you lean on your side, it's Mutter if there isn't an Evan Maskus. Avo Kishiyesh Evan Maskus, if there's stone, Loi Mahani Atahat Sida, it's not going to help to go on the side, Kivan Shupa Pisha Yadayim Raglayim. Kishen, concrete l'chayra is not stone. What is concrete made out of? Ground stone? I don't know. Kishen noiflin al pneyem, when they fall on their face. That's what you should do on Yom Kippur. When they fall, Derech Pisha Raglayim, Shaloi Al Haritzba, and they're not doing it straight on the floor because there's an interposition, Tzricham Lahatis Al Tzadeyim, they have to lean on the side. V'chein Kisheyesh Ritzba, or when there's Ritzba, Afilo Noiflim Derech Kida, even when they do Derech Kida, Ba'alma, Tzricham Lahatis Al Tzadeyim, they have to do it on their side. So then, now, what does the Rama mean when he says that, let's read this one more time. It's usher to fall on your face, b'pisha yadam raglayim, on any floor, because it's only, it's chada legreyusa. But if you do pisha yadam raglayim and you go to the side, it's mutter, as long as it's not Evan Maskus, because if it's Evan Maskus, well, you only have one lativusa, because it's an Evan, right, if going to the side, not on Evan Maskus, is okay. On an Evan Maskus, it's a problem because you're still, you have Evan Maskus, you have Pisha Yadayim Raglayim. So that's what you should do on Yom Kippur when you're Noifel Al Pneyem, meaning you're Noifel Derech Pisha Yadayim, not on a stone floor, you need to turn to the side. What does Rama mean? Im Yatsiyu Sham Asavim. The Mishnah Berurah says you have to change the Girsa, or you should spread out. Either. If you're doing Pishat Yadayim Raglayim, not on a stone floor, you go to the side. Or you spread out something. Oh yatzir ratzom da'az afilu b'loya ta'atzidem shari. B'shnei ha'afanim elu shatziyarnu. Where either you, if you spread out something, then it would be permitted not on a stone floor. bepishut yadayim v'raglayim, or derech kida. So the bottom line is, let's say in a shul that they have a wooden floor, and we don't do pishut yadayim v'raglayim. Why in the world do they give out tissues? And it says, so you don't get your suit dirty. But it's not a halachic reason. In other words, in that case, put your head on the ground. L'chaira, it's not a wooden, it's not a stone floor, and you're not doing pishut yadayim raglayim. That's kida. There's no question what we do is kida. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Mem Aleph again. Ein sham even maskis. Vim yei sham ritzbas avanim, then derech kida is aser. But if it's a wooden floor, derech kida is mutter. So I don't think it's required on a, if your shul has carpet or a wooden floor, I don't see any reason to waste the shul's money and give out paper towels. If it's a wooden floor, so of course you want to give out paper towels because maybe one of your donors will, heaven forbid, get his... Actually, it would probably be a good idea because if somebody gets his suit dusty, then we're afraid he might dust it off. You can't dust off your suit on Shabbos or Yom Tov.
He's wearing a kittel, Rabbi.
He's wearing a kittel? On Rosh Hashanah, he's not wearing a kittel. Also, yeah, always have these guys who their minhag is they don't wear a kittel. I don't know why, but that's, yeah, you always have a couple of those. You know, they don't wear a kittel. But, yeah, any, right? In a shul that has a wooden or a carpet floor, you don't have to give out tissues. A shul that has a stone floor, you must give out the tissues. Where should the tissues be? All, so far, what we saw in the name of Rabbi Yashav, by the face, not by the knees. Yeah? So that's the deal. So let's say like at night, you want to get down on the floor and bow down to Hashem on your floor, your carpet. Are you allowed to do that? Yeah, if you know, if you helped, you already helped your kids with the homework, you have nothing better to do, you could do that. There's no problem. Okay, here we go. That's all, that's 9:15.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.